ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And good morning on a Lions Victory Tuesday. Oh, it is sweet. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. You heard Brendan Shabath on the updates. John, how about them Lions?
Oh, man. It sounded like that place was rocking last night.
And for good reason.
Yeah. I mean, it was from start to finish. Not a perfect game, but there were some huge moments in that game. And how about not just the performance by Jahmyr Gibbs or by Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like, there's a lot of great performances. How about a guy with 1.5 sacks? Tyrus Wheat. Who? I mean, and I think there's a lot of, I mean, we could probably have the drop as we continue to talk about guys that made plays. Anybody in the secondary? Who?
John? Arthur Mollett.
Who?
Eric Hallett.
Who?
Thomas Harper.
Who?
Nick Whiteside.
Who?
These were dudes that made critical, key stops on what I was led to believe was an MVP candidate in Baker Mayfield. John, they're calling it the Legion of Whom. It's a bunch of who are these guys? And they held the Bucs to 210 passing yards, 56% completion. They had a pick. They forced a fumble. They only gave up a touchdown. That's not what I expected. But, John, that was the story of the game.
Yeah, and Mollett was, every once in a while, like the first play of the game, right? He gets run over. Yet, he pops up and is still part of the tackle. Later in the game, he gets run over by the running back again. Yet, he, you know, hip rolls and gets back into the play. Like, it wasn't perfect, but that was a scrappy performance. I mean, scrappy.
And it felt like they should have been up 20 or more at the half.
Yeah.
They were dominating that football game, and it felt like they were letting Tampa hang around. But critical juncture. Start the second half. Tampa scores a touchdown. Oh, no. Here we go. Detroit immediately answers with a score of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Then a stop. They got the ball back with a 10-plus point lead. Right in control of the game to the wire.
Yeah, and I mean, I know you were at the game, and I want to hear more about the environment, hear about everything. I want to know how the jacket was received. I think I was a little harsh on you yesterday. I wanted to make sure I let you know. That's a badass jacket.
It's a badass jacket.
It was the comparison that I was laughing at.
Me as Axel Foley, not exactly.
Yes, yes. You and Axel Foley.
One-to-one.
Yeah, not one-to-one. But I think everything that happened last night was awesome. But fourth quarter, and it was the 4.5 minute drive, 10 plays, 25 minutes, and it ends in a punt for the Lions, 21-19. And at that point, you're thinking, all right, they let him hang around long enough. This is when Baker works his magic.
Makes his move.
That's when I think everybody who may still be asleep right now was going, oh, I want to turn it off. They're up, 12 points. But I can't turn it off because I have no idea what Baker's going to do, or can this defense possibly sustain this performance?
Because at the half, they had thrown for 40 yards, Tampa, and I'm thinking like...
Okay, it's going to correct.
Yes, yeah, so they're going to get some big pop plays. Now, Mike Evans gets hurt. I think that certainly helped. They never got their passing game going. Baker missed some throws, too. I mean, he sailed some stuff in that game. There were routes down the field in between coverage that he could not deliver on. And some of that's a pocket that had him moving a little bit and had him playing frantic. But, John, he did not look comfortable.
No.
And you're right. Even at the point late in the game where they're down 15 and driving in the fourth quarter, and you start thinking, well, if they score...
It's a two-point conversion.
And they get two, then it's one score, and it's...
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't even score.
Right. Everyone,
it's Whiteside. It's Nick Whiteside. Who is Nick Whiteside?
I know. And I think there are probably a lot of people that are going to, because it's, you know, 9 and 24, like it's an odd number, right? A little bit. And you're like, okay, well, how much is that? Okay, that's a, and you get your fingers out. You're like, okay, well, that's it's 8. And then, okay, then they're only down one score. Oh, my goodness. Like it just never felt like they were putting them away. But then you get to the end of the game and you look back and you go, well, they put them away. Why were we concerned? Why were we nervous going into the fourth quarter? Well, it's because Baker Mayfield is a good quarterback. He was one of the, and still is one of the, leaders to be an MVP candidate. But he didn't play that way last night, and he never got to that point. To your point, he was never comfortable in the pocket. Even four sacks is a lot of sacks, but it didn't feel like they were able to get home early enough in the game to affect him. But whether it was a Lee McNeil pushing the pocket, and how awesome was it to have him back?
Unbelievable.
I mean,
he played like 50 snaps.
Huge sigh of relief to just see him on the field. I know he talked about how much he missed the game and how much, that was what he was missing, when he got hurt. But then, and I kept thinking, all right, Hutch, it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time. And even though he didn't end up with a sack, like he was wreaking havoc in the backfield.
I just think such a big deal for McNeil to not only get back and he could have played like 20, 30 snaps. He said he played like double that. To get that under his belt now going to the bye week.
Yes, to have that time to recover, because we're all excited that he's back. And yeah, you just assume, hey, everything is in the past. There's still going to be a little bit of unusual soreness for him because he hasn't played in a game in a year. Mm-hmm. He also hasn't used that knee in that way ever because it's surgically repaired. So there's, I'm glad that they're going into the bye week. I'm glad he had all of those reps, but there is going to be some soreness coming out of this game. But I mean, he's got to be smiling ear to ear just that he was on the field and the way that he played.
And it looked like he was smiling ear to ear in the post game. Look, at the half, you're thinking, well, they left points on the table, right? You had a golf pick. You had a missed fourth and two. You had a missed field goal in there. You got, they should be up, 20. They should be up 28. They should be. They won 24-9 in a game against a 5-1 NFC contender. They won the game convincingly on a day where they have plenty to be frustrated with offensively. They won that game going away.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a statement and another primetime spot for Dan Campbell. Another bounce back spot for Dan Campbell.
It's what, 12 in a row now that they have lost a game, but then come back with a win.
John, 3 years. They've gone 3 years without dropping back-to-back games. You played in this league. Like, that's not normal.
No. No. I lost many in a row some years.
We got open lines, 248-539-9797. Of course, your general observations and takeaways. We'll hone in on some stuff over 4 hours. John, let me just say this as a fan. That was an awesome environment to be in.
I'm sure it was. I mean, I'm jealous that you were there. I'm not jealous. I got a little more sleep than you did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I took an energy drink. I'm ready to go. We'll get through this together. I was groggy waking up. Got home maybe by 11:30. Mm-hmm. And you get through traffic at all. But that was my first game as a fan in the Dan Campbell era. Because I got hired in and I was doing Lions pregame on the radio and postgame. And I was doing it from our studio here.
Yeah.
And then last year I went to a couple as a member of the media, right? You sit up in the press box. It's certainly not the rowdy environment it is being down in the Lions' den. It's incredible what this place has turned into. And you just have a completely different perspective when you're sitting in the heart of it because fans are on their feet. Those third downs are loud. Yeah. It's a raucous crowd.
So I want to make sure we stay on time, but when we come back, You went with your wife.
Yes.
And that was her first.
Yes.
I want to get your perspective on her first time.
It's 97.1. Thanks, John.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97-1 the ticket. Another big win for the Lions, 24-9 over Tampa, and what is overwhelmingly a positive result. If you take a look at the NFC right now, the Packers are 4-1, and then there are 6 5-2 teams. Detroit is obviously going to play the Packers again in what is going to be a huge game later this year. They also are going to play two more 5-2 teams. They are 1-0 against the other 5-2 teams beating Tampa. They are going to play Philly and the Rams. And so they're positioned nicely to take care of business. We'll see what it leads to. But, with all the tiebreaker ramifications of last night, that was big. That was pretty darn big. Over a team that had an offense that was averaging, I think it was sixth best in the NFL. They were 27.5 points a game, sixth best in the NFL, 244 yards passing a game, which was seventh in the NFL. They scored 9 points, and they had 210 yards passing on 50 attempts. That's hard to believe. But Lions defensively, in spite of being shredded by injuries, did a hell of a job. And we had, none of the predictions were particularly close. But one was closest. We will get to that today at 10:31. No Jared Goff today. We usually have him on Tuesdays during the season bye week. Jared has the week off.
He's off.
He is off. Let's get to your phone calls. We got Elias here on 97.1 to take it. What's up, Elias?
Hey, fellas. You guys can hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Awesome. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I think the biggest thing I've learned over the last 7 games, and this is a big concern prior to those 7 games, is that grit, it runs through the blood, and it doesn't matter what coordinators are in that position. We lost big coordinators, and here we are with one new defensive, and they're still doing exactly what they were doing last year. They still have that grit running through their blood. And I don't think, I think there was a lot of doubt that we were going to see them be this electric this year.
It's really interesting, Elias, specifically defensively, given their losses and a new defensive coordinator, that they did to Tampa last night what they did. 9 points.
It was one of our two losses last year. I think everybody, and it was the black uniforms, I think, last year that we lost to Tampa. Or maybe I'm wrong there, but the black uniforms always kind of are iffy. They look badass, but I feel like we don't always perform that way. And we showed Tampa who was boss. That was an incredible performance. I couldn't imagine being at the game. That was an electric audience, too.
It was loud.
Yeah.
It was seriously loud from beginning. I'm not going to say to end because there were so many fans that left with several minutes to go. But it was extraordinarily loud when it needed to be. And it was a great performance by the defense. And, you know, individually, there's some good performances offensively. But overall, the offense has a lot of work to do. And I think it might just simply be what they have to do up front to get better protection for the quarterback, and just handling whatever blitz packages. Look, you may just want to tip your hat to Tampa and say they know what they're doing. The coach is really good.
You got to give Todd Bowles credit. Yeah. If you look at who is handcuffed the Lions offense consistently the most, it's Todd Bowles in Tampa. 16, 20, and 24. The playoff game was 31, which feels in retrospect like an offensive explosion against Tampa. They've got players, and they got a coach who's really done a nice job against Detroit. Now, keep in mind, okay, that Detroit has won three of the four matchups. I mean, they've done well against Tampa.
But they've been contained.
But they've been, Tampa does a nice job. And there's give credit where credit is due. And it's not like this is out of the blue. You know, the Bulls has a reputation, and they can do some good things, and they have given the Lions some problems. And you go, oh, it's going to come back to haunt them. It may, but they have won three of the four games. And I think a lot of it, sometimes you just tip your hat to the other guy. Let's go to Terry in Detroit. You're next. Hi, Terry.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Good morning.
Hey.
It's an awesome morning. What I've learned, not just this seven games, but this team has embodied the Detroit sports team ethos. I mean, it feels like the Pistons, a build-up to what we did in 90 and build up to 04. And I'm loving it, man. The only thing that we should do right now, and honestly, put the hammer down and go ahead and get Trey from Cincinnati. We can spare a draft pick. I mean, just put a foot on their necks.
Well, let me ask you this, Terry.
Put the hammer down.
Do you think that's the move to get, or do you think the move is to go get a top defensive back?
I think we're kind of good on backs. I think we kind of got proved that last night. And with Branch coming back, and also a couple more guys, and hopefully Terrion gets it back together and really gets it together. But I think we need to just put the hammer down and send a message that we're not just going to build through the draft, which has been good. But at the same time, let's go for the jugular. I mean, Philadelphia would do it. And right now with Z retiring, somebody's lurking.
Man, so here's the problem. I think it was Diana Rossini has pointed out, her sources are telling her, and we heard it last week from somebody else, Cincinnati is not planning on trading Trey Hendrickson. Now, they might just be trying to drive up the price and tell everybody that, but I tend to believe it. I mean, Cincinnati is hung around, and teams just don't give up on seasons if they have a chance to make the postseason. So, Kang, didn't you shoot the boot guarantee that Trey Hendrickson would not? No, we made a bet with Gator.
It's a lunch bet with Gator.
Yes. Gator thinks Trey Hendrickson's going to get traded. You nor I don't. You do have a shoot the boot guarantee we'll get to later.
What a tease.
Yeah. But seriously, I don't think he's going to get dealt.
I think it's a lot of posturing that early, but to your point, Cincinnati's not out of it, and they just played a game where they look pretty good. Like Joe Flacco. I mean, maybe it helps when you're throwing about 23 times to one guy and Jamar Chase, which is literally what he did.
It's crazy.
I don't know if you can do that each week, but I believe they have a couple of very winnable games leading up to the trade deadline, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't it like the Jets in Chicago, I think? And that's going to the trade deadline. Now, Chicago's on a heater here, winning four in a row after getting smoked by the Lions. So, you know, careful what you wish for. But if you're Cincinnati, it's hard to trade a piece if you're right in the thick of the playoff hunt, and not only the playoff hunt, but the division, right?
Yep.
I mean, anything can happen when you're cannibalizing yourselves within that division, but we'll see what happens the next couple weeks. Someone's going to make them an offer that maybe they can't refuse, and we'll see. I mean, there's one thing of making a playoffs. It's another thing of understanding that you're destined to fail in the playoffs.
Ready to roll on a Tuesday. Absolutely gorgeous out. Satisfying Monday night destruction of the Bucks. And because the Lions played yesterday, we get to do my favorite segment or show angle of the week. Can we say that? And I'd like to present, I have a half dozen Lions inspired. Can we say that? And it will finish with what I think is the boldest, the take Rico's going to yell at me for. I think it's exciting.
No yelling.
So do you want me to just go right into these?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, first of all, did the Giants fire the DC?
I don't believe Shane Bowen's been fired yet, right, which causes me eternal misery. I'm going to read these. These are what I have come up with. You, Kenny, David, and of course, you, the listener. Attack them, agree with them. Hell, ask different questions. That's Can We Say That? 248-539-9797. Number one, can we say David Montgomery's actively being phased out of this offense and will be cut in the offseason? It is clear this is Jahmyr Gibbs' team. It is clear they are a better offense with Jahmyr Gibbs on the field. It is clear something's missing with David Montgomery, and he will play a role. Mm-hmm. But there's been a changing of the guard, and he's being phased out. They're talking about it every week. Well, you know, we got to get Demo the ball. Then Demo gets the ball, and it's like a one-yard carry. Jahmyr Gibbs is him.
Mm.
Can we say that?
You know what? Yeah, you can.
That's a yes.
Two-year deal, and he got $10 million up front.
Mm-hmm.
They can write off the other nine and just go ahead and cut him. The guaranteed money was $10
million. Kenny, can we say that?
Yes, and it's funny perspective-wise, because I feel like it was around this time last year that everybody was like, where is Jahmyr Gibbs? Why don't they give him more touches? Why don't they give him the rock more? And now we are, and it's glorious. So, yes, we can say that.
Okay, David.
That's why we cannot say this, because we had the same reaction to Gibbs not getting as much last year. So it's just a similar thing. Montgomery will be back. No, I cannot say that.
All right. Can we say J-Mo is an $80 million decoy, but a necessary decoy? What I mean is this. He is both a decoy, but it is worth every penny because of what he forces defenses to do. But make no mistake, he's a decoy.
You were about to get emphatic, but instead you added on to it. Yes, you can't say that. He is a decoy.
Yes.
I don't think he likes being a decoy.
You need to share with
me. As he hit social media and posted some, well, let's just say some passive-aggressive, I'm bored memes on his Instagram account. So, yeah, I don't think that he likes the fact that you're not hearing his name. I don't think he likes the fact that he's not.
I don't care about his feelings. He got his money. Be miserable, but have $80 million in your bank account.
And then that's what it boils down to. J-Mo, you want to give the money back? No, then shut up.
Okay, there you go. Kenny, can we say that?
Yes, we can, because he not only does he have the capability of taking the top off of a defense, but also think about how much more open St. Brown can become because of what he does. He can get underneath. He can run slants. He can run crosses. He can be way more open because they're actively trying to take him deep.
You made an investment in your offense. He's an expensive.
A hell of an investment.
I know. David, can we say that?
Yeah, and I'm going to add on to what Kenny just said, because it's not just St. Brown underneath, but it is Laporta underneath. You've seen that in games this year because of the threat of J-Mo. Yes. Okay. So we can say he's the most expensive decoy.
It can be Gibbs underneath. Yes. I mean, it allows him to be able to zoom up the field a little bit. He can go very fast, you know.
Can we say that last night, all things considered, opponent, injuries, etc., that last night was arguably the most impressive defensive performance in the league all year? The Lions had a secondary of people that not even my nerdy ass knows. Johnny Paulette. Who?
Bobby Harper or whatever his name is.
Sure. Willie Wheat. Got it. And all they did was hold the Bucks to 9 points. Forced them into 50 passes to 10 runs. And I said as a joke yesterday to you when we were doing our show slash... Yeah, I go, Rico, a no-name player is going to get an interception. And sure enough, there was Francis Whitehead.
Hold on, wait. We got to go to the booth review to see if it was actually an interception.
Upon a further look, but can we say that? That was as impressive as it gets.
That was probably one of the most impressive defensive performances, especially because you literally raided the gyms and got just the no-name guys who were out there. And yeah. Hey, guy, and I like how they presented it to him, and I think it was the smartest thing. Don't just do this for the team. Do this for the other 31 teams watching this, because you probably won't have a career here, but maybe you'll get a career someplace else because somebody's going to say, hey, let's go get that guy, Whiteside kid, and let's bring him in.
Can we say that, Kenny?
Oh, I believe absolutely we can say that. There's guys on that defense that I was like, I didn't even know that guy was a guy. I've never heard of this person. Yes, we can absolutely say that.
David.
Yes, we can say that. And of course, Stoney, who's been in the building all day, pointed out that Nick Whiteside went to Avondale High School and Saginaw Valley. Had no idea who he was before Stoney said that.
And I think one of the other guys back there went to Saginaw Valley too.
Didn't know anything about them before. But yes, we can say that.
Avondale High School. Wow.
All right. So building on that.
By the way, our high school played Avondale back in the day.
What high school? It doesn't exist.
Another fake high school. So can we say that after last night, Aaron Glenn wasn't special. The culture is. This team has something going on where they are able to do what they did last night. And Aaron Glenn wasn't here. Shepherd is. And they still just keep it rolling. All the injuries. No Pascal, no Davenport, McNeil on a snap count, five of your top six corners, dead, both your safeties, dead giveaway, and it doesn't matter. Aaron Glenn wasn't special and the Jets bought a lemon.
Absolutely not.
Damn, okay.
Aaron Glenn was special.
I love Aaron Glenn, no, but I'm starting to wonder.
No, I'm not wondering, Mike. He went out there and did a fantastic job because he did the same thing, except he had to do it for pretty much 13 of the 17 games.
All right.
This is one game that he's going to have to go out there. He gets a bye week and his guys come back. Both things can be true. Shepherd could have a great defense, but I'm not going to take away what Aaron Glenn did because that was a phenomenal job and it got him an NFL career.
Kenny, am I out of line?
Before this game, I would have said you are out of line, but it takes a game like this where your defense is cobbled together in such a way where you were expecting it to be a boat race type of a game where it's just, you know, touchdown after touchdown, trading blows. But no, holding them to under the amount of points that they held them to. Yeah, no, I could say that.
All right, David, yes or no?
Yes, we can say that. Aaron Glenn is wonderful, but this is all about the culture. This is all about what Dan Campbell instituted into this franchise. Sorry, Aaron Glenn. It's not you.
No, but you know what, David? I think it could be a little bit of both where it's like that successful coach who has the great tree and he keeps bringing in coordinators and the coordinators go out and do great things. He brings in new coordinators and they keep doing great things. I'm not taking away from Ben Johnson.
Aaron Glenn
did a phenomenal job. Guys, we were all saying last year, how is this man doing this week after week where they're just bringing the pressure, bringing the blitz?
Maybe because it was Dan Campbell that was doing it.
Oh, wow. You guys. Can we say?
You know what? It's because he hasn't won a game with the Jets. That's why. Okay, two separate things.
Can we say
that it's hot in here?
The Lions have graduated and are too good to do some of the crap that they do, including Dan Campbell. Take the points early in the game so you can be aggressive later in the game. You're up 7-0. Go up 10-0. The Bucs are gripping. You're at home. You're dominating the game. I don't need you going for it and throwing a Hail Mary to Tesla. Can we say, we are too good to be doing that. Let's take the points one time before we rip our shirts off and go YOLO hour.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I
was so angry.
Oh, I was going to add that at the end. If you didn't, because you've progressed. You're no longer the team that needs to do the trickeration to get the you're good. You're the best team. You don't have to do that. You don't have to work the side job. You're a millionaire. Okay? Leave the side hustle alone. Stop pushing the Amway products because you got enough money.
Good shout out. Kenny, can we say that?
This is the time where I'm going to be the fly in the ointment here. I'm going to say no, but it's not for the reason you think. I think it's a strategic advantage we have, knowing that if you go for it early, if you just refuse to do that anymore and take the points, you take away the threat of that. Teams are no longer preparing every time it's fourth down.
Kenny, put it this way. 10-0 wins you the game. They didn't only score 9 points. You go up double digits. They were already, there was blood in the water. You could have just knocked them out right then and there. Instead, you kept giving them lifelines, and that was the problem.
If you take it away, you take it away, and that's what I'm worried about.
David, can we say it?
I'm with Kenny here.
Okay.
I can't say it.
Okay.
I think this is who they are, right, and they have to keep doing
it. So let me get to the most important one. Can we say, because I my vote is yes on this, can we say 7 weeks in, 8 weeks in now with the bye week, the Lions have answered every concern, everyone, and we can now, altogether, regardless of what position you hold, whether you are a lemming and a Kool-Aid drinker, whether you are a cynical bastard, can we say the Detroit Lions are going to the Super Bowl? Because I'm ready to say that. Now, I was also the guy who said they would demolish the Bucs last night. So, guys, they've answered every question to me. I'm fine now telling you, you're the class of the NFC, we're going to the Super Bowl. Philadelphia can kiss our asses. And the Bucks, please. Please, get off my field.
You probably want to let these guys answer this one.
No. Answer it.
No.
It's not North Korea.
No.
What? No to what? What part of that?
Super Bowl.
Damn.
That's why I said you probably want to let these guys go first. No. Go ahead, David. Play it. There we go. This is not a safe zone for me to actually express how I really feel.
Yes.
So
I'm having fun, you Rico. Know what? Stop it.
Forward down the field.
Please don't do that. Can we say that? You say no. Why? Let's hear it. Or do you want to do it next?
No,
do you want time?
Yeah, I want
do you
some
want time.
You want time? David said do it now?
No, that's meant to hell with him.
I said next.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. Kenny and David, wow. we'll get your answer next. To the people, though, can we say that Lions edition? That was impressive last night. I've given you some takeaways. Also, can we say that Mike Evans is dead and will never play in the league again? Yes. Can we say that ESPN really didn't want to tell you he had a concussion because the NFL owns them? Yes.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.